Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Dorsey.
And I'm Ian Saunders.
It is May 20th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2019. Yeah.
2019.
Yeah. 2020. Coming up. It's interesting when you look what's happening with the tariff situation,
mm-hmm.
and you look at some of these industrial stocks. When I look at the implied momentum, I find the only things that are out of kilter seem is the industrial stocks and the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Utilities too high, industrial stocks too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been seeing that a little bit here recently. I mean, we're still seeing the utilities and industrial are some of the upper names on the lot of our sector breakdown, our sector rankings, like in Dolly, the asset class group scores. But they've definitely been hit here over the past couple of weeks with the general kind of increase in market volatility across the board here. But one area that we're continuing to look at, the major indexes, S&P, has pulled back from more of the overbought level. And so when we're starting to look at things pulling back to the more normalized level, that implied momentum query is one area that we tend to keep coming back to, and we're coming back to it more and more here recently.
It's very important to me, implied momentum. In fact, one of the reasons that Dorsey Wright and Associates is here,
mm-hmm.
is Jim Yates of DYR and Associates. It was Dalton Yates and Revco, one of the brilliant minds on Wall Street, the late great Jim Yates, in my opinion. I learned a lot from him, and you know, I used to drive up to Vienna, Virginia, which is where he was from, had many lunches in this Italian restaurant.
Mm.
And over those lunches, I mean, I talked options. I was running an option department at that point in time, and Jim's specialty was options. He had his own service in options. And I would go up there and listen to him and talk about things. He's one of the main reasons that Dorsey Wright and Associates actually started. He gave me strength in my conviction to step out from Wheat First Securities with no money, only hope, a pregnant wife, two young sons, and think I was going to pull this off. You know, it was him pushing me, as I have done with many other companies since then.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back even further than that. When Jim Yates had his service.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't called implied momentum. What was it called then? Well, it was a normal distribution. But we used to take it in the option department. And I would turn that thing upside down, right side up, and look at it sideways and say, I don't get it. I see all these symbols and, you know, in various places. I didn't get it. And there was no real education that he had there with it. It was like they expected you to kind of understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, you know, a large company comes through and says, hey, everybody's got to cut 20% of their services. You know, we've got to cut back. Earnings season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at Jim's stuff and I said, you know, we got to cut this back. I don't even understand what it is. So I called Jim up and I said, Jim, I'm going to have to make yours. You're going to have to be the cut. He said, Tom, he said, don't do it. He said, let me come down next Tuesday. And I'll never forget, he said it was a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down, and Watson and I sat there and listened to him. And the light bulbs went off, you know, like you were in a Hollywood theater, just flashing like crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The two most important courses that I had in the university, and I could have quit right then, was Econ 101,
mm-hmm.
and Statistics 101. The two things that made the most sense to me on how the world worked. And I never thought about them ever since, because you got these big research reports from three-piece suits from Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fundamentals this and fundamentals that. And never did I think about the irrefutable law of supply and demand,
mm-hmm.
or Stat 101. When Jim came down and explained to me what this was, I said, oh my God, this is the one thing in the university that I totally got, was Stat 101. And that's what his service was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the implied momentum here, and you look at each individual stock, you could look at it like I'm looking at right now, the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
We've come back to a much more normal condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about a few months ago on here, what we were talking about was how the market was on the overbought side,
exactly.
of the ledger.
Everything was skewed to the right there.
Skewed to the right-hand side. And that tells you what strategy that you that gives you the highest probability of success. When you're skewed to the right-hand side,
mm-hmm.
then the strategy that you want is you want to sell calls against stock you own.
Mm.
especially if that stock on the right-hand side of the bell curve is at the 100% overbought level.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sell calls there.
Mm-hmm.
Doing bear spreads. Most customers aren't going to do a spread, but they could buy a put on the stock.
Okay.
Things that would be more defensive. And sure as heck what's happened here. Even though the S&P works its way to a new high, the overall market has shifted back to a much more normal
mm-hmm.
condition.
Absolutely. And we started to see that there. I mean, it started to see that happen on the implied momentum curve, on some of the distribution curves, a little before the market did start to pull
mm-hmm.
back. So keeping an eye on this, and you can get to the implied momentum bell curve either by clicking on the links of interest from your dashboard. You can add it there. Or you can go to asset allocation, click on technical indicator report, click on distribution curves, and there's a button right there that'll take you straight over to the implied momentum bell curve. So it's definitely a good place to continue coming back to.
What I put in just now is you can change the dates here, which is really kind of cool. If you go to change date on the implied momentum and type in 12/24/2018, this is going to give you a good picture of an oversold market. And when you have an oversold market like this, the strategy simply is, I want to look in zone one, buy stock.
Mm.
Now zone, when I say zone, the reason Jim Yates called these zones was a zone is another word for standard deviation.
Mm, okay.
And standard deviation scares people.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had an account one time that I turned over, a friend of mine, she gave one of the advisors who was a customer of ours a substantial amount of money, and I hooked them up, and she called me back the next day. She said, I can't invest with him. I said, why not? She said, he used the term standard deviation. Then he said Monte Carlo. And Monte Carlo was where you go to gamble. She said, I don't want my money gambled, and I don't understand standard deviation. So I'm telling you, be careful what you say. Change these words around so that people can understand them and embrace them and understand it. It's the story of telling.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have here is a zone, which is a standard deviation. So if you look at zone one, that means you're three standard deviations below trend. We know this. We'll keep it, you know, to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's zone one, zone two, zone three. So when you look at, and this is going to be an eye-opener for you, type in there 12/24/2018, put that in, and you're going to see an incredibly oversold market. Now, where were we? Type in there a couple months ago while I talk about this. The strategy here is a bullish strategy, no question about it. When you get to this point in time, I want to look in zone one, extremely oversold stocks, but what I want to do is I want to buy stock, sell call. I want to buy call, sell call, which would be a bull spread. I want to buy calls. I want to do things that are bullish. If I was in zone two, a stock in zone two, I clearly would do a covered right. I would definitely buy stock, buy, say an in-the-money call and sell an out-of-the-money call. But the idea here is do something bullish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be doing a webinar for NASDAQ on options, and we're going to cover this
mm-hmm.
because this is so important, and it's a lost art. When Jim died, so did this, but it mm-hmm. didn't with us.
It did not.
It did not with us. And it takes time for people to understand what they're doing. So
absolutely.
When we look at there, what is...
We were looking, if you go to April 26th was the date that I'm looking at here, you can see that the average level was definitely higher. Average level was at 4.31, and most of the securities in this case were in zone 5.
4/26.
Yes. So...
Not
very many of them were down in zone 1 or zone 2. Had a handful of names in zone 1, and a vast majority of those names would have been there in zone 5. And so we've seen those pull back now towards the middle, where we have now most of the securities from the S&P 500 are in zone 3.
But think about that for a second. When you're thinking about December,
mm-hmm.
when all of those were skewed to the left-hand side, so December, January, February, March, April, 120 days later, you have an overbought condition.
Mm-hmm.
So these stocks that were on that side of the equation have now moved up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the best to sit down and talk to a customer about the market and the right strategies and things, you got to learn this. You got to put it into practice. Now, what I did today, for the fun of it, I need to start doing more of this, is I looked at which sectors were out of kilter. So the industrial sector was on the oversold side of the ledger. I said, okay, let me look at that. I went to zone one. I selected a stock that had been really sold out in zone one, a big stock. Everyone knows the name.
Mm-hmm.
Can't mention it here. But I looked at the stock, and then what you want to do is look at that stock and then look at the stock chart. And then you can see where it falls within top, median, and bottom. Well, this chart, the stock is below bottom. So it's more than 3 standard deviations below trend. So theoretically, and again, I'm going to say theoretically, if I buy this particular stock, it should be a riskless trade. So what I'm doing is taking this stock that has a terrible looking chart. It's below zone one. I'm going to buy the stock, which I did, and sell a Friday option against it.
Mm.
I want to try to get, theoretically, if I could, sell 52 calls against that position for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that will happen is when a stock falls to that zone one level, volatility has increased.
Mm-hmm.
Volatility increasing means increased premium.
Mm-hmm.
So when I buy the stock and sell the call, I reduce my cost basis even further,
mm-hmm.
shifting it further outside the curve, creating a situation that has a high probability of being successful.
High probability, yes.
High probability.
Absolutely.
Probability. We don't know that this couldn't go down another 50 points, but this is mm-hmm. a big name stock. It's sold out because of the tariffs. And where it's come down from, it's already sold out in
mm-hmm.
my condition. So I'm going to begin writing calls against the position and weekly calls. Weekly calls gives me the opportunity to be able to defend my position if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the option market is absolutely essential, I think, for investors and for advisors to help their customers. And what were we going to talk
Definitely.
About?
Definitely. And well, with in identifying some of those names, like you've done here this morning, the easiest way to do that is with the implied momentum query, which is a little link directly above the implied momentum bell curve that allows you to pick out a zone and put those names to a portfolio for you to evaluate further. So definitely a good option to go with there. And speaking about options education, we're actually going to be having another webinar here this week with Options Play. So
Options Play,
Tony
right.
is continuing to have those webinars there with Options Play. So if that's something you're interested in learning more about options, then definitely a good place to check out. That will be featured there in the Warrior Wear today. Registration link for that. So.
I want you to go back and pull out your Stat 101
mm-hmm.
book, you know? And when you think about the right strategy, or when you think about, let's say, men's heights in the world,
mm-hmm.
some of us are too tall, some of us are too short, but 68% of us are going to fall within the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at women's blood pressures in developed countries around the world, you'll find it's normally distributed. Some blood pressure is too high, some are too low, 68% will fall in the middle. So 68% of what we're looking at as far as, in fact, if you went back and looked at every trade you made since you've been in this business, and we've done this with the first model that we created for iShares, which was the country rotation model, we went back and looked at every single trade in that, and it was normally distributed. Most of them fell in the center. They went up a little bit, they came down a little bit. They went down a little bit, they went up a little bit. They were what I call midland.
Mm-hmm.
But some did extremely well, some did extremely poorly,
mm-hmm.
and there's your normal distribution.
Mm-hmm.
The extremely poorly ones, when the relative strength gets negative, we want to pull them off from pitcher and replace them. So you have to have a way of cutting those out, let your winners run.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the stuff you do is going to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, what's the right strategy 68% of the time? A neutral strategy.
There you go.
What's a neutral strategy? Sell naked straddles. You can't do that. Sell naked combinations. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Buy stock, sell call? Yes, you can do
mm-hmm.
that. And in some cases, sell put if your compliance department will allow you to do that, because that's the exact same risk level as a covered right. So I might start out with 500 shares of a particular stock, sell the calls against the position, and also sell a put. I've, in essence, put 1,000 shares on.
There you
because
go.
The put is the same risk level as a covered right.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of options that you have there with options. And we'll continue to keep you updated here with the updates on the implied momentum curve and the other indicators that we're seeing. But is there anything else here that we were looking at? That
Yeah, we could be here all day.
We could.
I really love talking about these types of things, but we probably ought to wrap it up.
All right. Well, with that, thank you very much for joining us here this week, and we look forward to having you back next week.